The magic island of Euclidea is over 4,000 miles from Los Angeles, California. And now our friends of the Adventuring Gregory Party are just that far from the magic island. Yes, they're safely home at last. However, as well as we've learned to know Mrs. Gregory, her daughter Joan, Jerry Hall, and Captain Bradford, it doesn't seem likely that they'll stay safely at home very long. In fact, as we pick up the story now at Mrs. Gregory's mansion in Los Angeles, plans are being discussed which haven't anything to do with staying home and being safe. Captain Bradford, Mrs. Gregory, and Joan are talking in the library while waiting for Jerry to join them.
But, Mother, why must we hurry about our plans to return to Euclidea?
Because, Joan, dear, the Euclideans are hurrying with whatever plans they're making about us.
I will concede that.
And another thing, Joan, which is not as apparent to you as it is to us. Something has to be done about that island, and done quickly, or it'll be too late.
Too late for what, Captain Bradford?
Too late to prevent those scientists bringing all their inventions to this country and doing as they please.
And would that be such a terrible thing?
Yes, Joan, it would.
But, Mother, the
I know what you're going to say. The Euclideans know far more than we do, and they would help the world with all their marvelous discoveries.
Precisely, and that is true.
Granted that they could introduce a culture, an advanced education which the world needs badly, I still feel that their methods in bringing this education to us might be a little too drastic for a majority of the population.
You do not want to see your people educated, Captain?
It isn't that, Joan.
Of course it isn't. And let me remind you of one very vital thing you appear to have overlooked. There are a great many kinds of scientific education we can do nicely without. Now, for example, I think most people prefer sitting down to a good meal to one of those concentrated food tablets we had on board the submarine.
Yet you admitted the concentrated food pellets provided adequate nourishment.
Sure they did, Joan. And they certainly served their purpose, but that was an emergency.
Exactly. And everything done on Euclidea is the same. Your airplanes can fly 1,000 miles an hour, but except for emergencies, no one has any reason to fly 1,000 miles an hour.
Suppose another country would attempt to take over the control of this country. Would you not like to have some 1,000-mile-an-hour planes then?
Well, naturally, but that's another emergency. War isn't a continual state of affairs. What your mother is trying to explain to you is that too much knowledge, too much speed, too much perfection rob us of many of the leisurely, pleasant ways of living. Which are, after all, the only pleasures in living.
I must confess, I do not see it as you do.
You will, dear, after you've seen and enjoyed more of the pleasures in our world.
I should like that. But how am I to enjoy those pleasures if we are immediately going to organize an expedition and return to Euclidea?
Jerry will be able to take you around and show you a great many things, Joan. And even though you know far more than any of your instructors will be able to tell you, I want you to attend school.
School? I am to be taught to read and write when I have known that since I was 3 years old?
Not quite that bad, Joan. Jerry has another year of high school to complete, and your mother and I thought it would be nice if you went with Jerry. I'm sure we could arrange to have you admitted.
High school? What is a high school?
Well, I think you'd better form your own conclusions about that. At any rate, you will remain here in school. I'll have a housekeeper and guardian look after your interests while Tex and I are gone.
You and the captain are going where?
Back to Euclidea. We've got to take charge of that place, Joe. Put those scientists under some sort of regulation where their discoveries can be used only for good and protect the world against any wild ideas they might have.
But you would not go back there without Jerry and me.
Yes, Joan, dear. You and Jerry must stay here.
Why should we stay here?
Oh, many reasons. Your safety, for one.
But what of your safety?
Oh, I'll be safe enough. Tex and I are going to take along sufficient equipment to ensure our safety. And we'll turn the tables on Euclidea this time.
Yes, don't worry about us, Joan. We'll be as safe as we would be right here at home.
You are very definite about that.
Why, of course, Joan. We'll be perfectly safe.
Then why would not I be safe with you?
What?
If you will be safe, why would I not be safe with you?
Yes, of course. I think if you'll excuse me, Pat, I'll run along.
Oh, no, you'll do nothing of the kind. Sit right down here and help me get out of this.
You will not be able to extricate yourself so easily. The fact remains that if you will be safe on a trip to Euclidea, I will be equally safe.
Well, there's a certain amount of risk connected with any such expedition.
And we feel that you and Jerry will be safer at home.
Would you not be safer at home?
Why, yes, I suppose we would.
Then I do not want you to go.
You what?
I do not want Mother to go if she will be in danger.
But, Joan, I am your mother, and I will say what we will and will not do.
That I do not like about your world. Older people are always allowed to do as they please, even if they are wrong, while younger ones are forbidden to do the things that are quite safe, proper and harmless.
Well, now, Joan, you're getting into the oldest discussion known to modern parents and teachers. No one has ever settled it to anyone's satisfaction yet.
I realize that your training on that strange island has given you a great many ideas which do not fit in any too well with the conditions as you'll find them here. But I think I can explain why parents are allowed to give orders to their children and why children should obey.
I will be very glad to hear your reason, Mother.
Well, as I see it, parents give orders and children respect their wishes, not because parents are so wonderfully smart or have any more rights than the children, but simply because parents are older and their judgment should be better in a majority of cases. Parents make mistakes, lots of them, but their mistakes should be fewer because of their greater experience.
That is entirely reasonable, and I can understand how that might hold true in your world.
Good for you, Pat. You sure made that clearer than I would have. Now, are you satisfied that your mother is competent to arrange activities, Joan?
While we are living here, yes. But on a trip to Euclidea, no.
But, Joan, dear,
the situation is entirely reversed, Mother. On matters pertaining to the island, my judgment is better than yours.
Now, where do we go from here?
I give up, Tex. You'll have to try it again tomorrow.
I thought Jerry was coming over tonight.
Jerry is to be here at 7 o'clock.
He'd better hurry. It's 7:01.
Then he will be here in 60 seconds.
I'm afraid, my dear, that you won't find things in our world running exactly on schedule as they did on the Magic Island.
Why should they not?
Time isn't quite as precious around here.
But Jerry said that he wanted very much to see me. And if he wanted that so very much, he would be on time to look at me.
Well, perhaps you'll learn that a young lady can't always depend on all a young man says.
I do not like that. 7 o'clock was the time agreed upon, and I shall expect to see Jerry at 7.
Well, I hope for Jerry's sake he gets here on time.
But after all, Joan, dear, the time is not so very important.
Indeed it is. Jerry is going to take me to a motion picture show.
I don't know about that.
Decidedly not.
But, Mother, you said Jerry might show me some of the things he enjoys so much.
Yes, and at the right time, you may see them all, but not tonight.
What reason have you for that?
Well, we're being watched a little too closely now. And there's 7 o'clock. Looks as if Jerry had played you false.
Jerry will be here.
Hello, everybody. Here I am, right on the dot.
Figured it mighty close, though, Jerry.
Well, how come? I said 7, and the clock was just striking as Johnson showed me to this room.
Now, what is your opinion as to Jerry's punctuality?
Better than I had hoped for. Won't you sit down, Jerry?
Oh, thanks. Gee, but you look nice, Mrs. Gregory.
Thank you, Jerry.
Do I not look nice, Jerry?
You're off to a bad start, son.
Oh, sure, you look nice. But, well, so does your mother. She comes first.
There, Joan. Now, that's a good example of what we were discussing. Jerry came to see you. We all know his interest is more in you than the rest of us. Yet he addressed me first simply because I'm older.
No, I didn't. I said it because you look nice. I couldn't see anything else.
Jerry.
Go right ahead along those lines, boy, and Joan will ask Johnson to throw you out.
Well, gee, you know what I mean.
Oh, of course, Jerry. Now, you two forget your eternal quarreling for a few minutes and listen to what Tex and I have to say.
Oh, sure, Mrs. Gregory, but we got to go pretty quick or it's going to make it too late to go to a show.
We are not going to a show.
Huh? What's wrong?
Nothing definite, but Tex and I have decided that it's not any too wise to allow you youngsters to run around at night just now.
Is that not silly, Jerry?
Well, it sure makes me feel like a baby, but maybe there's a reason for it.
There is, and a good one. Don't forget that there's one of the Euclidean scientists running around loose in this town. Or at least he was the last time we heard anything about him.
You refer to Thales?
Yes, dear, that Euclidean electrical wizard.
And you think Thales might try to do something to John or me?
Don't you think he might?
Well, yes. I guess so.
Jerry, I am disappointed in you.
Joan, don't forget that these Euclideans are still after my formula. Don't forget that they may not feel any too kindly disposed towards us after we left a couple of their submarines helpless out in the Catalina Channel. And above all, don't forget that they know we're planning another expedition to the island.
Oh, I know all that. Well, I guess you're right. We ought to stick pretty close together until this thing is over with.
If the danger is as great as that, why was it not dangerous for Jerry to come over here tonight alone?
Well, it was dangerous, Joan, and I should have thought of that during the day.
Well, you're here now, Jerry, and we'll see that you get home all right. But in the meantime, suppose we do a little planning.
About what?
Our return to Euclidea. You and Joan might have a lot of ideas that would prove helpful to us.
Yeah, and this time we'll know a lot more about what we're running into, won't we?
Jerry.
Yes, Mrs. Gregory?
Well, I know this isn't going to be pleasant news to you, or at least you'll think it isn't. But you won't be going with us when we return to the island.
Huh? I mean, what?
That is what Mother and the captain have told me, Jerry. You and I are not to be allowed to accompany them on their trip to Euclidea.
But, Jay, why not?
Too dangerous, Jerry, and you should be in school.
Oh, but it's just as dangerous for you folks.
That was my argument.
Joan will remain here, and you may spend as much time with her as your studies will permit, Jerry. But even here, you must be very careful.
Remember that there is at least one Euclidean in California, and he might decide to strike at you and Joan after we're gone.
Well, you bet he might. And that's why I think Joan and I'd be a lot safer if we were with you.
Now, Jerry...
Yes, Mother, Jerry is quite correct. It would be most unwise to leave us here.
Nevertheless, we're going to do just that.
Well, what if somebody kidnaps Joan while you're gone?
That's your job, Jerry, to see that nothing of the sort happens.
That is not fair to Jerry. It is entirely too much of a responsibility for one so young.
Huh? Hey, how old do you think you are?
I know that I am right. It is not wise for us to remain here.
Well, we'll be the judges of that, Joan.
Well, Mrs. Gregory, I'm not trying to be rude, and I know that you're trying to do what you think is best for Joan and me, but we could be a lot of good to you, and if you leave us behind, well, we'll get a boat of our own and come down there anyway.
Steady, Jerry.
Jerry is correct. He does not mean to be disrespectful to either of you, but our place is with your expedition. And with your permission, or without it, we will return to Euclidea.
Joan, dear, do you realize what you're saying?
Oh, sure she does, Mrs. Gregory. We'll do anything you say. And we don't mean to be arguing with older people. But I'm going back to that magic island if I have to walk back.